This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio, because life doesn't stop on the weekends. But Paula Deen's career certainly took a couple of days off this week because of a story that broke on Wednesday when a transcript was released of a sexual harassment lawsuit against her and her brother, Bubba, who, according to this former employee, they used language in her presence that could be deemed racist. She was asked if she had used the N-word in the past. She admitted that she had. She also defended an outlandish-sounding desire to once stage a Southern plantation-style wedding with black waiters acting as slaves. Her people on Wednesday, or I guess it was Thursday morning, issued an apology in which they said, Paula was born 60 years ago when America's South had schools that were segregated, different bathrooms, different restaurants. Americans rode in different parts of the bus. This is not today. To be clear, Ms. Deen does not find acceptable the use of this term under any circumstances by anyone, nor condone any form of racism or discrimination. Now, from that deposition, we know that she admitted to having said that in 1986, not 1956, not 1966, but 1986. And then when she was asked, have you used the N-word since then? She said, I'm sure I have. Really, by 1986, you didn't know that it's bad to use that word? Well, then yesterday, she came out with a video apology.
I want to apologize to everybody for the wrong that I've done. I want to learn and grow from this. Inappropriate, hurtful language is totally, totally unacceptable.
All right, so that was her initial apology, and then for some reason her company pulled that offline and she issued another apology.
I want people to understand that my family and I are not the kind of people that the press is wanting to say we are. I've spent the best of 24 years to help myself and others.
Now, even though she made those statements yesterday afternoon, the Food Network, which employs the celebrity chef, said that when her contract ends at the end of next month, they would not be renewing it, which led Bill Maher into a conversation last night on his HBO show Real Time, into a conversation with one of the panelists, Bob Herbert.
But I also think people shouldn't have to lose their shows and go away when they do something bad, you know? It's just a word. It's a wrong word. She's wrong to use it. But do we always have to make people go away forever?
If they use that word, yeah.
Really, they have to go away?
They gotta go away, yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah,
I disagree.
It didn't sound like it was one.
Well, it was...
But you don't know. You don't know.
But it did sound like... Yeah, but it
wedding.
Right. For me, that's
somebody else's testimony.
You can't call anybody racist anymore. You know, you got to have like dyed in the wool proof, right, and that sort of thing. So there's got to be some kind of a line. So for me, you know, that word is the line. People need to stop using that word.
Did you watch your show?
And then, you know, no, I don't watch your
show. Okay, so I'm guessing lots of black people did not watch your show.
Yeah? What's that got to do with her using... What's that got to do with her using the N-word?
I'm just saying...
The brothers need to stop using the N-word. Nobody should be using that word.
As Bob Herbert, a panelist last night on Bill Maher's show, Real Time. The question now is, she's lost her Food Network show. What will this mean for Paula Deen's career going forward? Here's Mike Paul, who is the reputation doctor. He helps out companies and people who might find themselves in these situations or probably helps them avoid falling into these situations. Mike, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. Help them with both, preventative as well as in the eye of the storm.
Okay, so where is Paula Deen's career right now, today?
Well, it's in a downward spiral right now. One of the things I'm predicting, if she doesn't do something else to really try and turn this thing around, and it could be led by her own actions, her own heart, turning repentant, and she's certainly not there yet, not even close. That I predict that during the coming week, she's going to be losing sponsors, because when the Food Network decides to pull one of their top stars, you can be sure there's emergency meetings happening right now with each of her major sponsors to say, should we be doing the same? Are our phones ringing off the hook? Do we feel that there's enough pressure and loss and damage to our own brand that we have to separate ourselves from her brand?
Mm. So there are other reputations to consider here.
Always. And that's the biggest thing that she needs, well, one of the biggest things that Paula needs to be thinking about, that Well, each of the stakeholders that she thought so well of in the past are now thinking of their own reputation first, not her.
You don't think she sounded repentant enough in those videos and statements?
That statement sounded like it was written by an attorney, certainly not a crisis PR expert, who should have been counseling her through this from the minute it happened, number one. And number two, a true apology, just like any five-year-old knows before you go to kindergarten, because your parents usually teach you this, a true apology has no ifs or buts in it. So as a mother herself, who certainly taught her kids the same thing, she needs to look in the mirror and do the same for herself.
Yeah, that explanation about how she was born 60 years ago in America's South and things were different then, that doesn't ring any good bells, does it?
Well, I love that you mentioned that it happened, or her actions happened in the 80s, but what's even more important is the opportunity to do the right thing in the year 2013 was really where we need to be focused. Not that she was born over 60 years ago.
Yeah. If you had gotten a call from Paula Deen Enterprises on Wednesday afternoon, once this story first started breaking, before any statement was released, before Paula did her two videos, what would you have told her to do, Mike?
I would have told her what most attorneys would have them pulling their hair out of their head, because I'd be telling them the opposite advice, because there's two courts, is the first thing I'd tell her. There's a court of law and the court of public opinion. Your world is exploding in one court. You need to be leaning towards that court first. And that court is dealing with your brand and doing the right thing from an ethical and moral perspective. This isn't just about business. That's the first thing I would tell her. And now that we're in that court and discussing it, the only way that you're going to be able to turn this around, and it must be done quickly, and you can't fake it, this isn't about spin, you must think more from your heart than from your head. You are afraid to admit some things as to why you said those things, and you're not taking full responsibility, and you need to really understand why those words have such pain in the African-American community especially, and what slavery really did to human beings that never needed to go through that pain. You got to get as close to understanding that pain as you possibly can to then have a repentant heart and say, you know what? Now that I do understand, I understand why it should never be a joking matter. And I hope that through my new understanding, I can also help other people. I take full responsibility.
Would you recommend that she sit down and talk to somebody in particular? I mean, obviously, you would like to be the person who she talks to first, but then would you say, okay, we're going to have you sit down with these members of the African-American community in your town or these other African-American business leaders? How does that equation come together from that perspective?
Well, you know, it's a profession for a reason. There's a lot of different steps. You know, a large part of my job is to counsel a client. So before we ever go external with a message, and I think that she was crazy to try and go on the Today Show that early, for example, she needed at least a few days to get her act together and be counseled properly. Same way she spent all those hours with her attorney, she needs to be spending hours with a crisis PR consultant who can counsel her through what she's about to go through. Best case scenario, worst case scenario, all the various stakeholders she has to be thinking from. The attacks that are coming her way before she opens her mouth. Is it going to be a Jesse Jackson? Is it going to be an Al Sharpton who's going to say, we need to boycott you? Is it the NAACP? How many different sponsors do you need to be concerned about? How about your son's reputation that's tied to your reputation, your brothers, your kids, anyone with your last name that's within your family, and on, your business partners, your sponsors? Those are the kind of discussions that she needs to go through so that she fully understands the gravity of what she's going through first.
All right.
And that's not happening in a couple of minutes.
Yep. I've only got a minute left here, Mike, but when something like this does happen in our instant information age, how long does somebody have before their reputation is permanently soiled? I mean, she came out with a statement within 24 hours, another one within 48 hours. Did she act too soon or not quickly enough?
The problem with those statements is they weren't actually statements. It was fluff.
Yep.
That's the reason why they didn't work. That's why she's still in crisis. If she actually came out with a good, true, repentant apology, I think she would have saved her job. I think she would have started down the road. And mm-hmm. She should have then said that I have more work to do, and you'll be hearing more from me soon. That would have allowed her to hold on, but she needed to be fully repentant for what she did. She did not do that.
Yeah. You know what? I like that a lot. Get the repentance out there immediately and then say, I'll have more to say on this in the future. Mike Paul, the reputation doctor, he's on Twitter, Reputation DR. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. We're on Twitter, too, @AmericaWeekend.